It's always good to welcome back Gary Palmer to the show. Always good to get his insight as he sees it from D.C. back to Alabama. Gary, good morning.
Good morning, Matt.
Gary Palmer, John, you don't know this because you weren't in the room, but Gary Palmer has formally thrown his hat into the ring to be our next part-time news anchor. Would that not be cool?
That would be awesome.
I think he's doing it just to get me to be quiet about it because those announcements are running so often on the airwaves. Gary, we'd love it.
He'd have the inside scoop.
I mean, he would.
D.C. Wow.
Get all the big guests on, you know, on the news. We'll take it under advisement. There's a long line in front of you, though, Gary. So, gonna be worried about that.
Yeah, but how many radio stations could say they have a member of Congress as their part-time news anchor? I know some people in D.C. that it would drive them crazy.
I don't know if that would be. I don't think that would be very good for you, that you would have to go around the 6th Congressional District and explain why you're now a member of the quote-unquote media. Not so good.
Well, if I wanted to make my job a little bit more dangerous, that'd be the way to do it.
Well, it's dangerous enough as it is. I guess this is the first time you and I have seen one another since the events of January 6th. I know we've talked, and you've expressed the frustration, really the uncertainty. You have been through very dangerous situations in Washington, D.C., and I know you're a man, a faithful person, a man of God, and you just kind of trust. You have to trust. But I asked you the question via the phone the other day, and I want to bring it back up again. Just walk us through the emotions of not knowing necessarily what the heck was going on within the U.S. Capitol.
Well, you start trying to evaluate what your options are. Like, say, as I was there on the floor, I was sitting there with Mike Johnson from Louisiana and Jim Jordan of Ohio talking about what we wanted to do in the debate, and they're slamming doors shut, trying to get them locked. People are banging on the doors, and it was pretty much chaos. And then they start telling everybody to get the gas mask out, and I heard what I thought was tear gas canisters going off. It may have been them breaking out the windows to the door, the main door, to the floor. But I think it was the tear gas because I could smell it. And I thought under the circumstances, the Capitol Police did the best they could. They were undermanned. I've got some serious questions about why they weren't reinforced early that morning. I think there was information that would have indicated the need for that.
Just a point of clarity, who's in charge of the Capitol Police?
Well, Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, they all report to her.
So she would have been the one to make the call with her team that they needed more presence with regard to what was going on that day and what was going on in the National Mall, et cetera, and some of the reports that you're talking about?
Well, I'm not going to accuse anybody of anything. I just know that that morning between 9:30 and 10 o'clock, I had to go off the Hill to make a call down to the Republican National Committee. And when I walked out from my office building, which is a block and a half from there, from the Republican National Committee office, there were police vehicles all over the place on First Street. And I saw a U.S. Marshal walk by. And I've never seen a U.S. Marshal in D.C., and they don't show up for protest. And my first thought was, there's a bomb or something. And so I go down to the RNC, and the building was locked up. And I knocked on the door, and the security guys came to the door. They're private, so they're not in that network with police. They didn't know what was going on. Turns out that there was a bomb. And if they knew that then, knowing that there was a group of people gathering later that day, already gathering, and it turns out there was a bomb at the Democrat National Committee. There was a bomb, at least one, maybe two, at the Capitol. And, Matt, I don't understand why they didn't immediately reinforce the Capitol Police.
You know, we examined the events of that day and how some within the crowd that came to Washington, D.C. clearly came for confrontation. It's so unfortunate that you have those individuals, regardless of their motivation or political affiliation. We do know now, just based on what I've seen over the last week, that the majority of these individuals inside of the Capitol were supporters of the president and reportedly supporters of his agenda. I thought the president's address yesterday was very appropriate. You know, we can argue maybe should it have been several days prior, but certainly appropriate. And he very clearly stated that, you know, if you support violence of any sort, you don't support me. If you agree with what happened at the U.S. Capitol, and I'm paraphrasing him, then you don't agree with my agenda, and you're not on my team, and you're not on, you have no conception of what we've been trying to do over the last several years, and I'm certain that you stand behind the statement the president made yesterday.
I do. I wish he had made it much sooner, but and I think 99.9% of those people who gathered that day to hear him, who came to support him, are good people. They're peaceable people. But we had information that there was a group gathering in Lincoln Park that morning, that it was clear that's not what they came for, because there all those people had instructions to bring their bulletproof vest with the plates in them, their helmets, their shields, to bring their weapons, even meals ready to eat, and 3 liters of water. That's not generally what you bring to a peaceful protest. And that information was out ahead of that. And I know that they gathered there because one of my colleagues' staff was right, runs in the morning, and ran right by and saw him. So I think there's a lot of questions that have got to be answered about who knew what and when they knew it, and why they didn't take appropriate action to reinforce the Capitol Police.
Which leads us to yesterday. Let's take a quick time out and talk about yesterday with the impeachment vote and what is planned to be the subsequent trial in the Senate after the inauguration, which, for the life of me, I don't understand why the Democrats are planning on ruining Joe Biden's first 100 days. But you know what? That's their business, not necessarily mine. We'll continue the conversation with Gary Palmer momentarily as we continue on Talk 99.5.